So let's review. Our daf continues with a discussion of which women a kohen gadol is forbidden from marrying. The Torah says, "Ki im besula yikach, a kohen gadol may only marry a besula." Tanya Rabbanan, "Anusas atzmoy mafutas atzmoy lo yisa." Although generally a person is obligated to marry a naira that he was ma'anas umafata, a kohen gadol is forbidden to do so because she is not a besula. Bem nasa nosoi. However, if he married her, they are married. The Gemara explains that there are two halachas here. The Brice is merely saying that the marriage is valid regarding she'ein mishalim knas b'mafuta. The kohen gadol is not obligated to pay the knas since he married her. However, on Rav Huna Marav, umaytzi beget, he must divorce her. He is forbidden to remain married to her. The Gemara, however, asks, Marav Rabbi Yechon and Amr Tavayu, begeres umukas eitz lo yisa, ve'em nasa nasoi. Why is our case different than Begeres and Mukas Eitz, where he is permitted to remain married to her? Kasha, this question remains unanswered. The Braisa continues, Anusas chaveira umafutas chaveira lo yisa. A kohen gadol is forbidden to marry a naira that someone else was ma'anas umafata. Vemnasa, and if he married her, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Omer havlat chol, the child is a chol. If it's a boy, he is not a kohen, and if it's a girl, she may not marry a kohen. Vachachom Omerim havlat kasha, the child is kasha. The Gemara presents two ways of understanding this machlokes. One, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Lazar, mentioned in the previous daf, that ponoi habala panuya shaloi l'shem ishus, asa zayna, any bia that's not l'shem ishus, renders the woman a zayna and the child a chol. However, the Chachamim hold that the woman is not a zayna and the child is therefore not a chol. The second way of understanding the machlokes is based on the way they interpret the pasuk that teaches the dinim of who a kohen gadol may not marry. The pasuk says, "Amana v'gusha v'chalola zayna es elu lo yikach." These are all chiyuv lavan. The pasuk continues, "Ki im besula me'amav yikach, isha besula is merely chiyuv asei." Now the next pasuk says, "Lo yichal zar be'amav." Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds, "Yesh chol mechiyuv asei," because the pasuk "Lo yichal zar be'amav" refers to both categories. That if a kohen gadol marries any of the above mentioned women, including a non-besula, the child is a chal. However, the Chachamim hold, ein chal mechivase. The pasuk v'lo yichal zar be'amav refers only to the first category, chiv alavin, because eila hifsika inyan. The word eila separates the pasuk into two groups. And v'lo yichal only refers to the first group, that if a kohen gadol marries an almana gusha zayna mechalala, the child is a chal. But if he marries a non-besula, the child is not a chal. The Gemara proceeds to present a braisa regarding when a kohen is permitted to be metame to his sister and when a kohen is forbidden to be metame to his sister. There are three opinions in the braisa: Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosi. The pasuk says, "V'lachayza besula hakroiva a love, asher lo hoyisa le'ish, lo yitama." A kohen hedged may be metame to his unmarried sister. However, this is not always so. Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda learn the pasuk as follows. V'lachaysa abesula teaches us, prat la anusa umafuta. If she is an anusa umafuta, the din is ein metamala, since she is not a besula. Ashulahaysa le'ish teaches us that only an anusa umafuta is ein metamala because havayasa al de'ish. But for a mukas eitz, he is metamala because she'ein havayasa al de'ish. Hakreva teaches us, l'rabas harusa, and a love teaches us, l'rabas habegeris. These two, Arus and Begeris, are metamala. Rav Shimon learns the pasuk as follows. V'lachaysa abesula teaches us, prat la anusa umafuta umukas eitz. He includes mukas eitz in the din of emetamala. He does not consider her abesula because the definition of besula is determined by eligibility for a kohen gadol. Rui la kohen gadol metamala. If she may marry kohen gadol, then a kohen may be metamata. She ain't rui la kohen gadol emetamala. If she may not marry a kohen gadol, then a kohen may not be metamhar. And Reb Shimon holds that a kohen gadol may not marry mukas eitz. Ashlo hoysel ish teaches us, prat la arusa, he may not be metamah to an arusa since she is hoysel ish, an arusa to a man. However, Hakreva teaches us, l'rabas arusa shenis garsha, he may be metamah to her if she was divorced from erisins since she is no longer an arusa. A love teaches us, l'rabas habegeris. And Rabbi Yossi basically agrees with Reb Shimon in all cases except one. He holds that a mukas eitz is metamala because from Ashalah Haisala Ish we can learn two halachas. La'ihaisa excludes an arusa that ain metamala, and la'ish includes a mukas eitz the metamala since it's not havayasa al de ish. And the Gemara explains that although Reb Shimon holds ru'i l'kohen gadol metamala, she'ein ru'i l'kohen gadol ein metamala, and an arusa shenisgarsha is ein ru'i l'kohen gadol, shanihasam the rabbi rachman the kareva hakareva comes to include an arusa. And the Gemara points out, we use the word hakareva to include arusa and not to include mukas eitz, because a mukas eitz is isavid b'maisa, and a arusa shenisgarsha is loy isavid b'maisa. So let's summarize. Anusim afuta, everybody agrees in metamala, but geras, everybody agrees metamala. Arusa, remei Rabbi Yehuda hold metamala, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon hold in metamala. Mukas eitz, remei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi hold metamala, Rabbi Shimon holds in metamala. The Gemara proceeds with a related discussion. Giyaris p'chusim about shalosh shanim v'yom echad. A giyaris of less than 3 years old. Shimon ben Yechi holds kasher l'kohuna. The Rabbanu hold ain't a kasher l'kohuna. The machlekes is based on a disagreement regarding the pasuk's instructions on how to deal with benois midyan of less than 3 years old. The pasuk says, "P'chalatav banashim ashle yadu mishka zachar hachi yolchem." Shimon ben Yechi understands this to mean that they may be taken in marriage. And since Harib Pinchas Imahem, they were permitted to everyone, including Pinchas, who was a Kayin. Now the Rabbana learned that this refers to Lavadim L'Shvachis, to keep them as servants, but not for marriage. The Gemara asks, Meno Yadi, how did the Yidin know which girls were under 3 years old and which girls were over 3 years old? The Gemara answers, Hevim Lefni Hatzitz. They would pass them in front of the Tzitz. Kol She'Paneh Merikos, B'Yadua She'Ruy Liboil. Kol She'en Paneh Merikos, B'Yadua She'en Ruy Liboil. The Gemara explains that the tzitz would only be used in such a manner to punish non-Jews, but would not be used to punish Jews. We learn this from the pasuk l'ratzin lahem, that it's only used l'ratzin v'loy l'peranus, for favor but not for punishment. Lahem l'ratzim l'peranus, for the yidn it's only used for favor not punishment. V'loy v'dikachavim afil l'peranus, but for goyim it's used for favor and even for punishment. The Gemara concludes halacha Reb Shimon ben Yochi, that a kohen is permitted to marry a geyeres p'chusim b'al shalosh shanim b'yom echad. The Gemara presents two sources for how it was determined that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Yochi. Beferish, it was clearly taught that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Yochi. Mechlala, it was understood from the following incident. A kohen married a geyeres p'chusim b'al shalosh shanim b'yom echad, and hechsher a rabbi l'kuhuna. Rabbi permitted them to remain married.